Turning now, though, to Jasmine Canick. She is a co-founder and former board member of the Black Justice Coalition, a gay rights organization based in Washington, D.C. And Robert Trainum is an openly gay African-American Republican, and he was a spokesperson for former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum, a gay rights opponent. Welcome to the both of you.
Hi, Tony.
So let me start with you, Jasmine. What do you make of Bartlett's decision to go public?
Oh, I think it's a good thing. I think anytime you have an elected official who feels comfortable enough within his own sexual orientation to sort of come out, and he's willing to do so, and he wasn't forced to do so, I think that's a good thing. I think it opens up the doors for other people in his position to do the same in the future.
Robert, you worked for a U.S. senator in D.C. who was against gay rights, and gay rights groups criticized you for working for him. How hard is it to be gay and work in the halls of Congress or any other legislative body for that matter, especially with those who may be opposed to your lifestyle?
Well, first, let me say, Tony, congratulations to Representative Bartlett for coming out, regardless of whether or not he's a public official or not. Anyone who feels trapped, who is in the closet, or whatever the terminology may be, for anyone to come out is a huge step forward, regardless of their position. To answer your question specifically, Tony, well, you know, it's always difficult to try to, at least in my opinion, to try to differentiate between your private life and your public life. You know, in my public life, I tried to be a professional. I tried to be a good staffer. I tried to do the best job that I possibly could. And in my personal life, I tried to keep that separate because it was separate. I was not an elected official. I was not someone who, at least at the time, I didn't think anyone cared about who I was. And so I honestly thought that continuing to be private about my private life, which was the appropriate and professional thing to do. It's unfortunate that there's some people out there that continue to try to meld the two or to try to force you to become something that you're not. So it wasn't very difficult for me to be who I was on Capitol Hill, being an African-American, being an openly gay Republican. I certainly wasn't hiding the fact that I was gay, but I certainly didn't broadcast it as well. And there's a distinct difference there.
Let me end the conversation with this. And let me first say this before I ask this question of you, Jasmine. This is a delicate topic. And at NPR, we are sensitive to it, especially when it comes to matters of privacy. Now, our policy is not to say things or to make allegations that are not first vetted by us. So in that context, let's talk about the climate that allows some gay people to feel comfortable about coming out and others not. Your organization, the Black Justice Coalition, keeps track of this very kind of thing. And according to your group, there are six openly gay black elected officials. So what makes Bartlett's situation unique, and why are there not more?
Well, first of all, let me just correct you for one moment. My former organization, I'm no longer on the board. I left the board when I went to Congress. But, you know, I think, well, first of all, let me back up also. We have more than six, actually, by the list that I'm looking at right now. And, you know, we've had over the years about 14 or 15 African-Americans who have served or ran for office and been openly gay, including Edenice Simmons right now, who is the mayor of Cambridge, who's an African-American lesbian.
Now, this is a person who has already become openly announced. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, and I think the important thing with Representative Bartlett is that, you know, in terms of ranking, obviously, being in the state legislature, he's probably the highest ranking as of right now. We have most of the people who have, you know, successfully ran for office have ran at the, sort of the local level. So we're talking city council, mayoralship positions. So I think that, again, you know, going back to what I said at the top, was that, you know, having Representative Bartlett come out, again, it opens the door for other folks. I think in if you look at the landscape in the past couple of years, there have been more and more African Americans running for elected office. But at the same time, you've had more and more African Americans who have been lesbian or gay, who have either unsuccessfully or successfully ran for political office.
Now, let me stop you to ask, and we're really running low on time. Are African Americans who are openly gay and running for office, are they being elected in predominantly black districts?
there are hardly, I look at California, we hardly have any black districts. I think what it comes down to is we're electing people who we feel can get the job done regardless of their sexual orientation. And I think Representative Bartlett is a perfect example of that. I don't think his sexual orientation comes into play with his constituents.
I have less than 30 seconds for you, Robert. Do you agree with that assessment?
I do. Look, being gay is only part of you. It should be more about who you are as a person. It should be about what you bring to the table. And that's clearly what his constituents in Representative Bartlett's case see.
We'll stop right there. Thank you so much, Robert Trainum, a spokesperson for former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum, Jasmine Kanick, a co-founder of the gay advocacy group, the Black Justice Coalition, joining us here at NPR West. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.